It is Mind Food Radio, and one of my favourite people that I speak with every month is the food editor of Mind Food Magazine. And the summer edition has got some delectable delights. A welcome to the show, Michelle McHugh, the food editor. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Really good, thank you. And once again, congratulations on some stunning dishes amongst the pages of Mind Food. How do you do it every month?
Well, I mean, you just got to keep on thinking what's coming in season, what the trends are, and then, you know, what you like to eat yourself. And this month was particularly easy for me because Mike has done a big story on Texas. So he said, look, could you match the food up? So I said, yeah, of course, of course. And so we've sort of focused on Tex-Mex food. We've got a lot of spices, jalapenos and chilies and limes. So to tell the truth, it's my favourite sort of food. I love Tex-Mex. I love the hot and, you know, I love the avocados. So I couldn't have been happier, really.
So what is the definition of Tex-Mex and where did it come from? Obviously, Texas and Mexico. So we're talking about spices and what's the definition of Tex-Mex?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I think it is just as Texas and Mexican food. So it's just the fusion of those two cultures.
Yeah.
So it's just all the hot sauces and, as I said, the avocados and the fresh herbs and, you know, it's that sour and, you know, you just keep on wanting to go back for more of those nachos. And they didn't, you know, not so much meat focused, although we've got some nice recipes with chicken and radish salads. It's really just that nice, light eating.
Yeah, actually, one that I saw and I thought it looked absolutely amazing was your prawn and chorizo red rice.
Oh, that is delicious. Well, that's sort of like a take on a nice paella. So
yeah.
Red rice has got its own unique flavour. And that's a nice, easy one you can make with friends coming over. And it's delicious with, you know, red chili. So green chili's on that one, isn't it? And, prawn and chorizo. I mean, they're just beautiful together, aren't they?
Tell me what a Mexican wedding cake is.
Oh, well, yeah, well, that's, I know it seems unusual, but it's a beautiful, it's a short, very short brisk biscuit. And we've made as with, what did we make as with blueberries, dried blueberries, and a flaked almond. And they're beautiful, little short biscuits. They're like, sort of like a bit like a shortbread sort of feel, but more fluffiness to it.
Yum.
But you could take out the blueberries and you could swap them for dried craisins or sultanas. But they are delicious, delicious, and they're rolled in ice and sugar, so they're really, really yummy.
Now, the other thing that you've done a feature on in the summer edition of Mind Food is corn. Now, that is just so easy and beautiful on the barbecue, but you've got some amazing ways to do it.
We have. Well, look, what summer isn't summer without sweet corn. I just love sweet corn. So we've thought, well, let's take the old corn on the cob, and we've changed it up a bit. We've made corn croquettes, which we love, and we've made some beautiful corn friands. And we've got just different toppings that you can have on a grilled corn cob. So we've got peach and chili and parmesan and anchovy butters, coconut and lime, and then just the Mexican garlic. So, yeah, we've really enjoyed corn this summer. And it is beautiful, isn't it? There's nothing nicer than biting into a fresh cob of corn.
Oh, and having it drip down your chin. Yeah.
Oh, the butter.
Yum, yes, yum. Okay, so let's have a brief chat too about summer entertaining, because obviously people take their foot off the pedal, but there are still ways to serve things that are easy but nutritious, aren't there?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I think summer's all about, you know, being organised when your friends come over, making sure the kitchen's clean, you've got the clean tea towels, you know, there's plenty of flies around, you've got to keep your food covered. You know, make it easy for yourself. Don't be standing in a hot kitchen and, you know, being exhausted. Just make sure you've got, you know, you're looking. I think hygiene's really important all year round, but I always think summer entertaining, some people can, you know, get a few drinks under them and think, oh, I've forgotten about that. So keep your food covered and, you know, just make it easy for yourself. Don't make it too complicated. If you can marinate something early, get it into the fridge and get the meat marinating. There's lots of salads, you know, look through mindfood.com. We've got lots of beautiful salads and make use of that barbecue. Get outside and, you know, when the weather finds up a bit more, you know, really make use of it. And I think, you know, lots of cool, refreshing drinks, you know, lots of non-alcoholic drinks as well. And, you know, we've got recipes in this issue. We've got a lovely recipe for raw tahini. And then you have that base recipe in the tahini in the fridge. And then we've given you, there's three dips that you can make with your friends coming over. And, you know, really get into the kitchen and do some experimenting on those cooler days.
Brilliant. Well, Michelle McHugh, food editor for Mind Food magazine, thank you so much for all of the fantastic work you've done this year. The meals that we've been able to create and the ideas you've given us have been incredible. So thank you, and you enjoy your friends and family and your food over the Christmas break.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, thank you. Merry Christmas. And is it Merry Christmas now? Can we say that?
Yes, we can
is
say that.
To go?
Let's go. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.